Our scripture that's taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 10 through 14. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her in joy. All who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servant, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Our good news reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 1 to 11 and 16 to 20. Please rise if you are able. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them to go ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace to be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide. For the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its street and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on the day for God on that town. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to be seated. I invite our lay delegate to the annual conference, Melba Taylor, who is going to fill us in on the work of our conference and the Holy Spirit amongst us.
Hi. I went to annual conference in June. Have any of you attended a conference from our church or a district conference or annual conference? Pastor has. He didn't go this year. But anyway, it was in Billings, Montana, 8 hours drive, so it was a long day getting there. But I thank you that you sent me. I love going to annual conference. It brings back a lot of memories because I see pastors who have been here before and students that we mentored and helped in their training. I was thinking of Sione Tukata, if some of you may remember him. And his wife was certified as a pastor this year in the annual conference. I tried to think of how this report could fit in with our scripture, and I was thinking, when Jesus sent out the 70 to preach in the towns, maybe he kind of gave them instructions like we received about annual conference. This is when the work of our annual conference, we're part of the Mountain Sky Conference, which includes Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, and one church in Idaho. So it's a big area, and there's a lot of work to be done. One thing they did point out in the conference is that the local church or the general conference is not where the action is. That's in the annual conference of our whole. And there are, I think, 6 conferences in the United States. Yeah, so it's a lot of people. Anyway, the first day we got there, we didn't get there till late in the evening, until about 8 o'clock at night, so we just slept that night. But the next day, the conference really didn't start until in the afternoon. So they had some mission and ministry workshops that we could attend, some telling about child and vulnerable adult protection in our churches and connecting your neighbors, like when is your next disaster coming? So connecting neighbors is an UMCOR program. Preparing to communicate with the Generation Z. These are the children born between the years of 1995 and 2015. So that's generations change, cultures change. And setting up church safety teams and the Volunteers in Mission program. The workshop I went to is What is the Future of the United Methodist Church, which is on a lot of people's minds now since our special general conference was held last February and voted to maintain the traditional plan, which has some problems with the language in the discipline of our church, and has caused a lot of problems right now with people either for and against. So, but that that was interesting to me that this has been. on our books since 1972. The General Conference in 1972 put a paragraph in the petitions saying, and I quote, "Homosexual persons, no less than heterosexual persons, are persons of sacred worth who need the ministry and guidance of the church in their struggles for human fulfillment, as well as the spiritual and emotional care of a fellowship which enables reconciling relationships with God, with others, and with self. Further, we insist that all persons are entitled to have their human and civil rights ensured." The statement doesn't condone or condemn homosexuality. It offered a pastoral instruction for the church to engage its LGBTQ members. But when the paragraph was brought to the floor of the General Conference, a bitter debate ensued, and before the paragraph was accepted, an amendment was approved, which replaced the period at the end of the last sentence with a comma, and then added the line, "Though we do not condone the practice of homosexuality and consider this practice incompatible with Christian teaching." So that's where it started. It in 1972, 47 years ago, we've been wrestling with this problem. Anyway, that was the workshop that I went to. Then we elected delegates. The next general conference, which is worldwide, is coming in 2020 in May. So we elected delegates from our annual conference. I think there were 18 delegates from the former Rocky Mountain Conference, and I forgot how many from the Mountain Yellowstone Conference. But anyway, the results said it was a record-making weekend at the 2019 Mountain Sky Annual Conference. No, that doesn't include the midnight voting party. I left at 10 minutes after 12, and after that, they still were electing delegates, and so they finished electing by 12:30, I think. But anyway, on the second clergy ballot cast on Saturday, June 15th, the Reverend Jasper Peters is the first elected clergy delegate. He's the first African-American clergyman to be elected first delegate. And for Reverend Peters, he said it was incredibly surprised to be the first elected clergy this year. "I'm humbled and grateful for the support of our conference." On the third laity ballot, Harvey Tukata, if you remember Sione and Olympia Tukata, who were student pastors here, or not Harvey, but Sione was a student pastor and did his student work here. But this is their youngest son. Of course, he's all grown up now, but he was elected as the first young adult Tongan lay delegate to General Conference for the Legacy Rocky Mountain Conference. In addition to being first elected, he's also the head of delegation for the Legacy Rocky Mountain Conference. Then on the sixth laity ballot, Marianne Ashley, or Hall, was elected, and she was the first Native American delegate to jurisdictional conference. So during the service of honoring and ordering ministry on Sunday, Olympia Tukata and Ashley Hawkins, three women, were honored They will serve, she will serve a 3-point charge in Montana. She says, being commissioned and affirmed in my gifts for pastoral ministry is the best feeling ever. Finding a safe place to imagine and explore what it means to follow Christ right now is a sacred gift. I give thanks for this conference. So that was some highlights from the election. On Friday, we got to do some ministry immersion. I went down I was in a group that went to the Salvation Army in Billings, and we made sandwiches every Wednesday and Saturday. They take their food trucks and go to the low-income housing developments and the parks and hand out food. We made 1,600 sandwiches in about 4 hours, or 3 hours actually. But it was fun. Now, when we came to the conference petitions, it was pretty quiet. We had hearing sessions that broke up into small groups, and each group had about two, maybe three petitions to list, to think about. There was a minimum compensation for pastors. There was a superintendent and treasurer compensation. Then there was some changes in the calculation and payment of general and jurisdictional apportionments by the local church. And so I will get that information to our finance team. There was also some changes in the trustees and the insurance for the church, and I will get that information to the trustee team. So the only petition that did not pass was a petition for changing the organizational restructure of the United Methodist Church being it resolved that the all general church, jurisdictional, and central conference structures shall be dissolved by January 1st, 2023. But it did not pass in the hearing session. This was only a petition that was to be presented at the next general conference in May, and it did not pass. The one that did pass was the that made a difference, that will make a difference, is the all are welcome. Resolved that we will embrace and support the desires of churches who choose not to perform same-sex marriages or desire not to have LGBTQIA persons as clergy. So that, anyway, these were all annual conference petitions. Then Friday night we had a mission dinner, and then we had the tug of love, and it was a big tug of war thing, and they raised money for ministry. And they had a really fun time doing that. Saturday they read the appointments to the churches. Saturday evening we did the memorial service for clergy who have passed away in the past year. On that list was Frank Gunter, who was Margaret Kellum's husband, and he was 98 years old that he passed away this year. And then Sunday morning was always the highlight for me, is the ordination service for the new clergy who are coming up. And it's very, very just beautiful. And I thank you all for sending me, and I hope to go again next year. It's going to be in Gillette, Wyoming, which is not quite as far, but almost as far as that. But we're trying to get acquainted with our Yellowstone partners. And I thank you.